You are listening to Covenant Dies Radio, helping you in your journey to stay pure online. Recently, I had a chance to chat with Nate Larkin on the phone about why he uses Covenant Eyes accountability software. Nate is the founder of the Samson Society, a Christian men's society with chapters all over the country. Nate is also a recovering porn addict who has found greater freedom from his sin thanks to the relationships and friendships God has given him in the Samson Society. Nate told me why he resisted the idea of getting Covenant Eyes at first.
Well, I will tell you, I resisted for a while getting it. I wanted a kind of a cleaner freedom. Somehow, to me, having Covenant Eyes, it felt like it was a crutch that I ought to be able to do without. I am so grateful now to have it. And part of my deepening humility has been accepting the fact that broken men need crutches.
Though Nate has been free from the habitual grip of pornography for a while now, Nate was very candid with me about how his addiction continues to surface from time to time.
My addiction is a creeping thing. There is always a voice within me, this ever-patient, relentless voice that is trying to move me back toward the edge. I'm grateful that I don't have that overwhelming craving anymore, but it's a fragile freedom, and I need to be able to stay conscious and stay conscious with my brothers in order to keep it. It's something that comes a day at a time, but from time to time, the desire still comes. It'll come at times of stress. It'll come at times of great success. It's unpredictable when it will hit. Sometimes it'll come like a flood. At other times, it comes like this quiet voice that says, you know, you could move a little bit closer to the edge. You don't have to go all the way there. It's not porn. right?
In the Samson Society, each member chooses a Silas, another fellow Samson member who will be a close spiritual traveling companion, a good friend who will talk with them throughout the week between the meetings. Nate shared with me why his Silas is his Covenant Eyes accountability partner and how his Silas helps him when he's struggling with temptation online.
I'm grateful that my Silas, the guy who I'm closest to in the Samson Society, is my accountability partner on Covenant Eyes, and he reads the reports closely, and he asks me about any questionable URL. You know, exactly, you know, Why did you run a Google search on the name Bethany? was it necessary? What swimsuit? What was that? And in some cases, what it was my addict saying, it's not porn, and giving me some kind of a rationalization to get some little bit of a hit that would move me a little bit more toward the edge. And I have gone over the edge enough. I was a classic, you know, chronic slipper early on in recovery because I surrendered so slowly to this thing. So many times I found that I would just work my way gradually to the edge. Usually my last words before going over were, I'm fine. You know, and then I would disappear. I can't disappear anymore for a number of reasons, but a big part of it is that Covenant Eyes report that my good brother gets and reads every week.
Nate understands the value of real friendship in accountability. Good accountability partners are not cops. They are rather fellow travelers. When accountability partners have a cop mentality, they only plan on interacting with you when you've done something wrong. Accountability cops only look over our shoulders to see if we are breaking the law. But a real friend isn't someone who merely polices our lives. Rather, a friend is someone who is willing to get into the vehicle with you and helps you drive in the lines, helps you look out for the potholes, helps you read the road signs, someone who helps you get to where you're going.
It's really important that there be no condemnation. I never feel, you know, condemned by my Silas when there's something on that report that shouldn't be there. This is a guy who loves me, who remembers the best about me when I don't. A guy who really, truly, deeply believes that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. He's committed to the maintenance of my freedom. Without somebody acted like that, I don't think Covenant Eyes would be nearly as useful for me.